Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't be fooled by the warm, cuddly statues you see everywhere of St. Anthony cosseting the baby Jesus. In his time, St. Anthony was known as the Malleus Hereticorum, the hammer of the heretics. For good reason, he extinguished the poison of heresy, a mixture of division, ignorance, and lies about Christ and his work throughout much of Italy at that time. Even Archbishop Simon de Sully ended up bowing towards his teaching and changing his life. And yet, maybe this love displayed in the statues of St. Anthony is the key to his fruitfulness. He loved Jesus so much, he had been happy to not mention his earlier theological studies and serve as a simple friar in order to better spend time with Christ and serve his fellow man. This is what made him effective. He did not compromise the truth, but he did and said all with great love, something we all desire to receive. Let's strive to live today in the same way, loving Christ with all our heart and sharing him first of all with great love of our brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Almighty ever living God, who gave St. Anthony of Padua to your people as an outstanding preacher and an intercessor in their need, grant that, with his assistance, as we follow the teachings of the Christian life, we may know your help in every trial. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.